Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. God speaks to us through His Word. Those who read His Word and proclaim His Word, God speaks through them because they're using God's Word. Moses was one who understood what God was saying. He listened to God. And when he spoke, people were wise to listen because he was speaking for God. In Leviticus 18, verses 1 and 2, it says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel, and say to them, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." This is a recurrent theme in Leviticus, as well as the entire scriptures. The Semitic languages have two separate original forms of the root. One signifies purity, and the other is devoted. Pure. What is purity? Is it the goal to be 99.9% or 100%? Does it matter? Ask your spouse if 100% is the standard for purity with them, and you'll have your answer. Devoted. Having a strong love or loyalty to someone. How devoted should one be to God? What is it that makes us give in or turn away from our loyalty? Eventually, the children of Israel made a decision based on their common sense, what seemed best for them and others. They mixed God's truths with their apparent logic and ended up with a very messy life. Mixing truth and error will always result in terror. That's not a good way to live. When God says something, He says it for our benefit. We have to remember that He doesn't need us to do His work. He wants us to be included. He doesn't need to help us by having us understand what life is all about. He could just watch us suffer. But He has given us the guidebook in the scriptures to learn how we can live, how we should live. Psalm 139 tells me that I am created by God in a very special way. I am knit together in my mother's womb. That means that I was put together the way God wants me to be, giving me great purpose and great significance and great security as I live in the context of the way I was created. God loves me. He will always love me. He doesn't need me, but He wants to include me in all the wonders that He has created. It is He alone that can secure my position as His child, and He's done so through His Son, Jesus Christ. I am one who has great significance, great purpose in life, and I am secure for eternity because of what Jesus has done for me. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch.